Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray, Zichrono Livrocha. We're up to Simon Tzadi, Sif Yud. Bez Hashem will do Sif Yud through Sif Yud Beis. Kishomedi Matzibor, Asero Lahaktim Tfilaso, Litzfilas Tzibor. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to daven Shmona Esrei before the rest of the Tzibor, because it looks like you're Mevaze the Tzibor. You don't want to be a part of the Tzibor. It's a Bizayon. The exception is, Elim Kain, Ashal Veres, Venetir Mispan Lifisha Marichin, Beputim Osiba Acheres. The only exception is that the Tzibor is going so long that they're going to miss Zman Tfila. So then, you'll add a Tavin Shmon Esrei to make it on time. But, now, if you have a reason why you're leaving that's obvious, let's say you're sick, you're chol or anus, and everyone knows, and they can tell you don't look well. So then, if you daven early, that's okay. That's not mevaze the tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says, because they can tell that's not a bizayon. But what if you have to daven earlier for some other reason? So if it's not clear to the tzibur, you should leave. Either you should go home, or at least you should walk outside of the shul, where they don't see you in the shul that you're davening Shmona Esrei early. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas about whether it's enough just to go outside the shul, and it sounds like he accepts the view that it's okay if that's enough. So if you have some reason, let's say you're yotzei lederech or makom hefsid mamon, and you have to leave early, you can't daven Shmona Esrei early within the shul. Rather, you would have to leave at some point, yetze miheichal beis hakenesses, the poskim say, and daven there. Oh, sifir aleph. Mishi yesh lo beis kenesses beiro ve'enu nichnas bo lispalel, nikra shachein ra. V'gram galus lo levanov. If you have a shul in your city, you don't go to daven, you're a bad neighbor. Bad neighbors don't go to their friends' homes. So if you don't go into the house, so then that's a shachein ra. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, why does that bring galus? Because the pasuk says, "Kamar Hashem al kol shechenai haraim, my bad neighbors." Hinei notcha me'alad masam. I'm going to send them into galus. So therefore, you should be very careful to avoid this problem. It's me'ein a klala. If you have a shul in the neighbor and you don't go into the shul, you're a bad neighbor and you get a klala lo'aleinu. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Kol amashkim umaru beis hakenesses zocher rishchas yamim." A person who gets up early and goes late to shul gets a rishchas yamim, as it says, "Asher adam shemer li lishkod ado sosa yom yom kimotzi matzachayim." Those that are always at the doors of my shul morning and night every day, then they find life. So it's a very good investment to come to shul on time early, come to shul on time at night as well. And you want to avoid this definition of a shachein ra. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah here. He says that if you have two shuls in the city, tov leilech arachoka ki schar psios yesh. It's better to go to the further one because you get schar for the steps, for the walking. And nowadays, for a variety of reasons, most people are not so makbid on this. Because often we have other good reasons to daven at the closer shul. Sometimes the closer shul has your nusach, or it davens in a way that you like better, maybe davens more slowly, with more kavana. Or, let's say you're, after davening, you have to go learn, or go to work. And the extra time coming home is going to affect you later. It might cause you to have less time to learn. Or we learned before, if to cause a loss of money, so then you're allowed to daven closer to your house. If you'll be able to get to work more quickly. Or, if Nemetzal adds on, what if not all the places you're going to walk, they have more of a problem with Shmiras Einayim. That on the way to the shul that's further away, you could only have, it's not always a good neighborhood to walk through. Oh. So if Nevin Saul writes and others, if it causes Bittul Torah, or it causes difficulty to Shmiras Einayim, or you can add on, it causes you becoming more late to work, so then you can be Mekil and you don't have to daven at the shul further away, you can daven at the shul that's closer. Oh. Sif Yud Beis. Mitzvah larutz, l'kishloch beis hakenesses. It's supposed to run, to walk quickly, to shul. V'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah. Oh. Afilu b'shabbos, she'asa lifso apsiya gasa. On Shabbos, you're supposed to be walking and work. On Shabbos, you're supposed to go through Shabbos life is good, everything's been taken care of, I have no worries. You're not in a rush on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, when you're not supposed to run, not supposed to take big steps, you gotta run or walk quickly to go to shul. Now what's the idea? So the Kaf HaChaim writes, it's for your sake. Iker nira de iker haritza ena bishvil haroim. El bishvil atzmo k'teshas mitzvah bizrizus. You want to show to do bizrizus. So by running or walking quickly to shul, you're having zrizus and you're getting more excited for the mitzvah. It's not what people will say. It's for your sake internally to have zrizus going to the mitzvah. Aval kishe yetzei mibeis hakeneses aser laruts. You're not supposed to run. You're not supposed to leave shul quickly. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, Mara atzmo shikuf beis hakeneses domo lev kamasui. You're showing yourself as if it's hard to be in shul. You're in a rush to leave. You're rushing to get out. Well, so the Mishnah Berurah says, when is this? When you're going to your work. Aval in yotzei al menas lachzor. Mitzvah laruts. Kedei lachzor maher. What if you're going out to, you have to check something, then you're going to come back. So then it's good to rush because you want to rush to come back. Or you're going to learn in another base medrash. So then you are allowed to leave quickly. Now these are things that other people might not know why you're going. So you see here, it's not mitzad what others will think. It's internal that you should run to shul and you should not run out of shul. If you're leaving for a good reason to rush right back, then that would be allowed. Well, they quote, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from the Psukim. V'neder nirdefal l'daz es Hashem. You want to run after Hashem? And that's one of the basis for this idea of rushing, going to shul in a rush, being to show yourself you're in a rush to go to shul, you're in a rush to do mitzvahs, to daven. You want to do things, bizrizus. Okay, we'll stop here.